From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Afghanistan police say at least seven people are dead, dozens wounded, after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended Thursday. Police say hundreds of staff and students were rescued after being trapped inside the university complex. Police say at least two attackers were killed. So far, no militant groups are claiming responsibility for the attack. Early this month, an American professor and his Australian colleague were kidnapped at the school. No group claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, and the professor's whereabouts remain unknown. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the White House is determined to listen to every scrap of evidence Turkey provides before deciding if it will extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who Turkey blames for organizing last month's failed military coup, a charge he denies. Biden met in Ankara Wednesday with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He tried to head off Erdogan's impatience by explaining that American courts require firm evidence before a suspect is surrendered to another country.
When you go to American court, you can't go into a court and say, this is a bad guy, generally. You have to say this is a guy or a woman who committed the following explicit crime.
Turkey's prime minister says any delay in sending Gulen to Turkey could harm U.S.-Turkish relations. A day after a powerful earthquake rocked central Italy, authorities said 247 people died and more than 360 were injured. Rescuers are continuing to search for people buried in the debris. The hardest-hit areas include the towns of Amatrice and Akumali. A strong earthquake shook north-central Myanmar Wednesday. At least three people were killed. The quake damaged about 60 ancient Buddhist pagodas. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told a rally Wednesday night in Jackson, Mississippi, that voters in the U.S. face issues just as Britain. Trump, a supporter of Britain's exit from the European Union, brought out a leader of Britain's independence movement to underscore his point of view.
On June 23rd, the people of Britain voted to declare their independence, which is what we're looking to do also, folks, from their international government, which hasn't worked.
Trump said it's time for the U.S. to declare its independence from what he said is corporate control of the government, special interests, and a rigged system. Meantime, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton finally responded to Trump's repeated allegations of improprieties stemming from her affiliation with the Clinton Foundation during her time as Secretary of State, telling a CNN interviewer Trump's comments were, in her words, ridiculous. And she said her work as Secretary of State was not influenced by outside sources. Also Wednesday, Clinton's campaign proposed a public health rapid response fund, which would give the president authority to release millions of dollars to immediately tackle a health emergency without having to wait for Congress to approve the money. The impeachment trial of Brazil's suspended president gets underway Thursday. Supporters and critics of Dilma Rousseff will testify before Brazil's Senate, which is expected to remove her from office next week on charges of breaking budget laws. Brazil's first female president is charged with spending without congressional approval and manipulating government accounts to disguise the extent of the deficit in the run-up to her 2014 re-election. A U.S. defense official said Wednesday that four Iranian military vessels moved too close to a U.S. destroyer in what was called an unsafe and unprofessional encounter. The incident occurred in the Strait of Hormuz. And U.S. Olympic gold medal swimmer Katie Ledecky threw out the ceremonial first pitch as the Washington Nationals hosted the Baltimore Orioles Wednesday night.
Slowly but surely, and I expect it'll sink in as we move forward the next couple weeks, and once I get back in the pool and start working towards my next goals, I know you kind of just have to put everything you've done behind you and start working towards the next thing.
Ledecky talking about her accomplishments in Rio. She intends to take some time off before beginning her freshman year at Stanford University, where she will join the swim team. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.